You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're talking about Satan's religion. It's out there, it's evil, and it's everywhere. Was talking about television and Hollywood and some of the shows and things that they promote that are demonic. Another thing is all of the mind games, the reality games that they put out on Xbox and PlayStation and all of these. All of those are satanic and demon possessed. So with the witches, even here, some people are deceived. They think that there's good witches and bad witches. They're all bad. You know, the Wizard of Oz, when I was a kid, told us that the good witch lived in the north. Well, guess what? It's still a witch, and God condemns it, and it's evil, 100%. Satan also uses music. He's very musical. One of my favorite songs when I was young was John Lennon's Imagine. And then about the time I was 30, I really sat down and listened to the words of that song. It was a very pleasing melody and the way he put it together. But John Lennon was very much into the occult, and all of the Beatles were. And those words, that song, it's pure evil. I had to quit listening to it. You know, Satan is very effective with small children, with toys, the things that they play with, and then they bring them into our homes. We go out and we buy these toys for the children, and then we're guilty of the same sin that Achan was guilty when he confessed to Joshua that he had took some of the demonic things, the idols, and he buried them into his tent. It cost him his life, and it'll cost you your spiritual life, and also Satan wants to come in and destroy you physically too. These things are warnings for our time. In Revelation 9:18, it says, but by these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not worship the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear them. They did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. You know, we have all kinds of idols that we worship in society today. Idols of demons, gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood. And unfortunately, even the churches are filled with them. They have very expensive idols hanging around on the walls, things that they pass out with as far as worship. And if you look at the origins of these things, they are not good. They are evil. It's the same sin that Solomon was guilty of when he let his pagan wives bring in their gods into the temple ground and worship. Solomon was deceived by these things. Please don't be deceived yourself. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.